But the key is to tell the truth.
Sure, but also looking at it in terms of it being a process, because mm-hmm. sometimes it's a matter of having the dialogue long enough to get to the truth. Like oftentimes when I do marital counseling,
okay,
you know, people come right. People come in. That's right. People come in with their perspectives, and they're always somebody will say something. Mm-hmm. Somebody get upset. I can't believe you're telling Dr. Evans X, Y, and Z. And it's mm-hmm. like, okay, well, listen. First of all, I tell them, listen, you need to relax. Cause I only believe 50% of what you're telling me anyway.
Right.
That's A.
Mm-hmm.
B is that you are telling the events from your own perspective. Okay, right. All right, then. But understand, because you are oftentimes rooted in your own experience, there's information you very well may be missing, or, oh, I didn't know that. And Renee, invariably, if I'm doing an initial interview with a couple, and I'll start to just ask questions, invariably, one of the spouses will say something, and the other one will say, I didn't know that.
Mm.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, so getting to the truth is often, you know, often a process, or somebody will say something. They'll say something that maybe isn't true. Okay, well, why is it that I believe that? And they'll get to an earlier experience. Okay, yes, that's the reason why I'm looking at life through this particular lens now. And then that process can be very liberating, and then they can move forward.